Hello everybody, today we will be analyzing a book by Maya Angelou called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I would like to introduce my companion, Sebastián Lozano.
Thank you for having me here today, José Andrés.
I would like to start by reviewing the story's elements. Let's begin by talking about the book's themes. What do you think are the most important themes?
I believe that the two most important themes to notice are respect and responsibility when talking about how they act and how they treat each other during the story.
Could you give us some examples from the book?
Of course. In the book, there's a part where Maya's father tells his new wife Dolores and Maya that he wanted to go to Mexico for the weekend to bring back some groceries. Maya was going to Mexico with him. In this moment, he was promising his wife that he was going to Mexico only for groceries for the weekend, but he was first of all dishonest with his wife because he really was going to Mexico to get drunk with his friends. He must have thought before going that he could just lie to his wife and go to Mexico to drink good beer and have lots of fun with the flamboyant Mexican decorations, friends and women. This was an example of disrespect, and at the same time he was not only responsible because he got drunk with his friends and didn't care about anything when having his own daughter present. He didn't think in that moment about her and about what would happen if he got drunk and forgot about everything, including her.
I totally agree with you. Since he told his wife he was going for groceries, I felt an ominous sensation, a sensation that what was coming next for Maya wasn't going to be something good.
Another moment that showed disrespect in the book was when Mr. Freeman raped Maya. She was only a little girl and she didn't have to pass through this experience. Mr. Freeman was disrespectful to Maya, but also to Maya's mom, by abusing of her daughter even when he was supposedly in love with her. Mr. Freeman was part of a nasty, horrifying, even considered a blasphemous act when raping an innocent 12-year-old, that in addition was his woman's daughter. But worst of all was that when all that people were asking Maya at the same time if she was actually raped, she went speechless. She wasn't rebutting the question, but wasn't claiming it was true either. She was very confused and lost the ability to talk for a while.
It must be very hard to deal with these harrowing and disadvantageous kind of situations. For Maya, this must have been a very excruciating scene and a traumatizing event that she would remember for the rest of her life. No 12-year-olds even required to know what a rape is at that age. It is a very harsh and serious subject.
Yes, and even more in this time in history where everybody was so harsh with black people, especially women. It was worse for Maya to live in this kind of family situation during this dark time in history of the United States. Imagine how traumatic Maya's childhood was, living in a separated family with a rapist within and being at the same time with a victim of racism and apartheid.
Of course, and what about all these recriminations between Maya and Dolores when she was living with her father?
Oh well, this was a part of the story that really touched me. It made me feel very sorry for Maya. Maya was getting hurt for defending her mom when Dolores had been rude to them both. Dolores started saying rude things about her mom like, she's a whore, and that really made Maya get mad. Before they started fighting and hurting each other, you could feel the rage in Maya's voice. It was almost palpable. Maya shouted back to her that her mom was prettier and that she would never be able to have what her real mom has.
Yes, it was a very touching scene that got my heart broken too. Now, let's analyze what happened at the very beginning of the book, the poor white trash. This is a very unusual word, but we know it has a way deeper meaning when talking about the time in history and the setting the story took place in. What does poor white trash mean, and what actually happened in that scene?
Well, the word poor white trash means poor white trash. The O and the R taken from the word, leaving only the syllable po, to refer that they are poor. Kids know that they can afford to complete the word poor. In the scene where the three poor white trash kids appear in Mama's store, Mama tells Maya to head inside. The kids have three droll sense of humor because they start in imitating Mama's gestures, thinking it's funny to do so and calling her by her first name, which is disrespectful considering she's an elder. This is a perfect example of what racism and disrespectful towards black people were in that time in Stamps, Arkansas, to be precise.
Okay, thank you for sharing your personal opinion and the information you know. I believe that this is a story that having those very sensitive themes and events can make you feel empathy towards these kind of people that lived or live in these situations. Thanks for being here today, Sebastian, and talking with us about I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Thank you too. It was a pleasure being here with you today.